it? 27th today. We must have a seven. We must have a seven in it. We always have a seven in everything.
This seance was recorded on the 27th of July, 68. Is that all right then, mate?
Yes. We've got two on there now.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Mixie.
Oh.
Hello, Mickey.
How are you, Mrs. Lyon?
Mrs. What?
Lyon.
Mrs. Lyon.
Who's Mrs. Lyon?
You. That's what they call the King of the Beast, ain't it? Rex?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. King of the Beast.
I'm only kidding. How are you, girl?
Does that mean me?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Mickey.
What are you sitting next to him for? Why are you sitting next to your mother?
Well, I don't know. I sat here. I want to sit in a bigger chair.
Well, you got another chair over there?
Well, I'm all right, thank you.
I'm only teasing. He's a good sort, is old Laurie.
No.
Well, you've had your share, ain't you, one way or another?
I have, dear, yes.
Mr. Rex is here.
Is that your girl?
Yeah. He knew as how she was coming, your girl.
He what?
He knew as how she was coming, your girl. Oh. Don't lean forward. You can hear all right. Don't strain.
Sorry.
If you relax, you'll hear much better than straining forward. You're not deaf yet, you know, girl.
Oh, she pretends she is.
Yeah, but you ask if she wants a fiver.
Oh,
you hear that one all right, mate?
I know what
I'm... And if you say, I've got a couple of tickets to a show tonight, she... Be donning herself up like mad.
Yeah, but nobody asked if I want a fiver.
No, well,
now.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know.
In a bottle case you are. You're not lonely, are you, girl?
Really, yes.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
You you've got people around you, ain't you?
Yes, yes.
But you feel lonely inside, don't
yes,
you, love?
Yes, I do.
I know how you feel, bless your old heart. Anyway, your old man's here.
Oh, God bless him.
He's got his eye on us, and watch out.
He always did have. He could never catch me.
Yeah. He ain't going to see you run away with someone, you know.
Oh, dear.
I hope he will.
What do you mean, hope he will?
Oh, run away with someone.
You're not thinking of a bloke with a bloke, are you?
Oh, don't let all that secret out, Mickey.
No, surprise me, she got spliced again, you know. I'll shake you.
Well, it would shake me, too.
Yeah. You never know your luck, girl.
No, you don't. You tell me what I'm going to get spliced to.
Oh, you don't. Oh,
oh I'm only
pulling her leg.
I'm only pulling my leg. I'm pulling his.
Well, I hope you realise...
But Mr. Rex, he's been very much around you the last few days.
Yes, I know.
As a matter of fact, there's been a special anniversary.
Well, my wedding anniversary, the beginning of the...
Well, it was an old one, he was okay. There.
Yeah, the beginning of the month, yes, yeah, sorry.
Been funny if you were there. Been living all these years in sin.
What would that make, Jane?
Well, I'd like to say. She's okay, she is. She's a pretty girl, ain't she?
She is, isn't she?
Must have got his looks from you, her looks from you.
No, never. She doesn't want to own me as her mother.
Oh, don't
she doesn't love
silly.
My big nose.
What for?
I don't know. She's going to have plastic surgery on hers because hers is too big.
Oh, I think it's smashing. Yeah. I think a big nose is very nice. Gives dignity to a face.
Thank you, Mickey. It's not that big, though.
I'm teasing you a bit, but I love you.
Do you, me?
Yeah, and I always get a kick when old Laurie comes.
Do you?
It's a new name he's got for you, Laurie.
It's a nice name, isn't it?
That's what I'm going
over
at the office.
Is it? It's rather nice, isn't it? I've never heard it before.
Well, you've heard it now, ain't you?
No, I haven't,
you relax, girl. Don't lean forward.
Don't you miss anything.
Dark, you know.
Don't you miss anything, will you?
I can see what you're up to and don't cross your legs.
Oh! Put me in as well.
Well, you're all right.
Oh. I'm copyrighted it like that.
Anyway, I better get your old man.
Oh, thank you.
I know he's dying to speak to you.
I bet he is.
That's a bit Irish, haven't
you? Oh, it's very quick, Hello, Dad. Can you hear?
Yeah.
Mainly today. Hello, Dad. Hello, Eddie.
How are you?
Very well. How are you, dear?
It's E.K.
What, darling?
E.K.
Can you say it again?
God.
I can. You can understand. S-E-C-K, did you say?
King Edward Rex.
King Edward Rex. Oh, King, is that King Edward Rex? Oh, yes.
King Edward Rex.
King Edward Rex, that's his name, isn't it? That's your name, oh, yes,
Edward
I know.
Rex.
Edward Rex.
Yeah, King yes. Edward Rex.
Oh, are you king now?
Well, you know, Edward Rex was king of England, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, yeah, going back in the old days. Yeah. You always used to say that.
Edward the Seventh.
Yeah, Edward the Seventh. Oh, Edward the Seventh, yes, you and your Seventh, yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm referring to. I say, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well, dear. How are you?
I'm all right as you. I'm worrying about you. Don't seem to know whether you're coming or going.
I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
What's happening? Are you going to stay put?
Am I going to stay put? For a little while she's going to, yes.
I think Mother should stay put for the time being. I don't think you should do anything you might regret.
I think
it's so easy to make a mistake, you know.
Yes.
Take my advice and don't attempt to make any changes for the time being.
No.
Later on, that's a different cup of tea. Can you hear me?
Yes, darling, yes, I can hear.
Did you get that other business straightened out?
Other business? I don't know what you refer to. Well, I think it is, yes, more or less, really.
That's what I'm on about.
Yes.
You've got that sorted out.
Yes, oh yes, dear, yes.
How are you feeling now? Are you better?
I feel better this last 2 days, yes.
Ah, good. But you weren't too good, you know. A few weeks back, you were very under the weather.
I've been, but yes, I have.
But you're much better this last few days.
I am, yes.
Good. How's your leg?
Well, that's better, yes.
Good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I won't ask you how your head is.
I've had bad heads.
I know you have.
You used to say you didn't know what they were, didn't you?
I do realise, of course, you've had a lot of worry and anxiety.
Yes.
But anyway, you're all right.
I'm all right. Will I be all right?
Of course you're going to be all right. Oh. You're not coming here yet.
Oh,
if that's what you're thinking.
Oh, no, well, I'm going to live to 85, so they say.
Well,
so you've got to wait a long time for me.
That's stretching it.
Is it? Oh, I'll come sooner with you then.
Well, boss, I don't know.
You keep me a pace, won't you? You probably won't want to know me then.
Get away with you. You don't alter.
I don't alter, no. Try not to.
Change.
Stranger.
Jane.
Yeah?
How are things with you, my dear?
Not too bad, thank you.
You must say you look nice.
Thank you. I'm still doing it yesterday.
It doesn't look quite like it used to in the old days.
No,
you must got a new style.
It's longer.
Suit you. Anyway, what should we talk about? I said, what should we
talk about? It's awkward. You don't know quite what to say, do you?
Well, you used to have plenty to say.
Oh, I know I used to, but it's different now. How's John?
Fine.
Is he all that good?
Yes. I'm with John.
Come?
I'm with John.
You're with John. You're happy now, aren't you? I'm just going to say that.
You know, I would miss John.
Oh, yes.
But now, of course, I'm with John. I'm very happy, but I never want you to think that I'm miles away from you.
Oh, I know you're not that.
I'm close, very close to you.
You
and John and I are looking after you, you know that.
Yes, you will look after me.
Yes, but of course, John. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you lovely, yes.
It's
not loud enough, that's enough.
What about the house?
But my house, do you like it?
Very much. You're pleased with it, aren't you?
Oh, yes, it's nice and quiet and peaceful,
yes. But you've got a few alterations.
I've got a few alterations to make.
Yes, you've got the client to do and the stairs.
Yeah, I've got one or two bits to do, yeah.
Yes, but I'm wondering how long you're going to stay there.
Oh, she says she's going soon, but I don't know. Sure.
That depends on circumstances.
No, you should know now what mother's like.
Oh, I know what she's like the last few months.
She has been there, you might say, 5 minutes. We should get it just the way she wants it, and then she'll think of moving.
Oh, she's already suggested moving already.
But well, I don't know where I'm going. If I know
why. I think you should stay put. Mm.
Where can I go if I move? I've only got to start again, haven't I?
Yes,
I get a bit lonely there, that's all.
What did you say?
I get a bit lonely, that's all.
You get a bit lonely, yes.
You're not in very much to get lonely, Douglas.
She's always out somewhere or other.
I always was, wouldn't I?
Poking my nose in.
Keith, I don't poke my nose anywhere.
You can't help me.
Oh, that was lovely, that really was. She doesn't do it meaningfully, but she always manages to do it.
I just get involved.
You know, you jolly well do. There's been other trouble out in the world. You know, all your life you get mixed up in people's affairs. You take on worry and responsibility. It's nothing to do with you after time.
No, it isn't.
I don't know why you don't keep out of it.
I'm going to.
Well, I hope so, because you've had one or two nasty experiences, and I don't know why you do it, because if you keep yourself a bit more to yourself, you'll be a downside happier.
Yes, thank you very much. I've
been upset
last week, yes.
You know, that other business not only a few months ago, that wasn't very nice, but you got caught up in it.
Yes, I did, yes.
So why don't you mind your own business and let them
find these people come to me, you see, and you try and sort it out.
Look, take my advice. There are times when you can help people and there are times when you can't. But some of these people, they get themselves into a muddle and it's best to let them get themselves out of it because you only get worried and upset.
Yes,
and you sometimes, if you give the wrong advice and it goes wrong, they come and blame you.
Yes, that's quite true, Dad. Yeah. Mm.
But you always were the same. You're never all as useless trying to ask me.
Well, I actually cooled down a little bit, even if she didn't order.
What did you say?
I hope she cooled down a little bit.
You know, she's very temperamental.
You've got
no idea what I used to have to go through.
I never complain, though.
No, but I'm doing so.
You're very good, weren't you?
I'm teasing you a bit, but yeah. It's true, you know, half the troubles that you've had in the past, looking back on it, were in a kind of way your own fault, you know.
Mm.
You would get mixed up in things. I used to say to you, keep out of it, nothing to do with you, let them find their own solution, but you get yourselves in a mess, get yourself in a corner.
I think it's more curiosity with Mark than anything else, and she gets so deep she can't get out of it.
She gets involved, she can't help it. She always gets her nose caught in the door.
Can we change the subject?
I'm teasing, but I love you.
I know you don't.
I wouldn't have chosen anybody else, and I wouldn't want anyone else. We had our ups and downs, but we were happy enough, my goodness me. If everyone was as happy as we were, they'd be lucky.
That was 25 years. Silver wedding, wasn't it?
Mind you, I was always a patient sort.
I was always
the one to give in.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, he was very, very patient.
Well, we never used to argue, did we?
Didn't get much chance.
Oh,
Dad,
oh, you are.
I learned my lesson early on. It's best not to say too much.
Yes, that's true. You didn't say too much.
I used to listen. I was a good listener.
Yes, you were. You were.
But it was always all right when I had to write the checks out, wasn't it?
I miss those.
Now, of course you do, but you should be all right. You've got no worries.
Well, not much.
Haven't. Not really. You've got enough to live on comfortably if you're sensible.
Oh, yes, I have. Really.
But knowing you,
I won't be sensible.
Well, you find ways and means of spending when it's not necessary half the time.
About this, you see, and then he said, oh, well,
about talking about changing position or job and connection with your husband, obviously being son-in-law, and he says he doesn't know when he's well off, he ought to stay put.
Well, I told him that yesterday.
Because he says he'll jump out of the bloody frying pan into the fire.
Yeah. Well, I told him that.
Best for him not to think about changing at this stage.
Yeah.
Wait a while, but not at the moment, because he'd regret it bitterly.
Yeah. But you can't tell him.
Why, is he pig-headed?
Sometimes. All men would say that in the end.
Well, every human being is at times. There's nothing to be ashamed of in that. A strong character. Look at old friend there. Old Doug, he's a strong-minded character. Well, you got to want to blow your nose, Doug. Blow it. After all, no one else can do it for you, mate. You've got to sniff. Go on, get it over and done.
Yeah, I'll do what.
Honestly, what I have to put up with them people. Seriously, I'm joking again. Hold on, I'll see if I can get hold of them, that other bloke who's going to do it. It's your father. Is he with your mum?
Is he?
Yeah, and by the way, do you know Mabel?
Bother.
Oh, well, someone is talking about Mabel. And they say that, Mabel's had it. I don't know what you're talking about there.
Mabel's had it?
What are you talking about? Where's Mabel?
Well, we know they've got a called Mabel. Don't we?
Mm. Oh, I don't know what I'm about. Is there any connection with the family?
No.
No, I don't think it's the same thing then. Sit back, girl, you're not that deaf.
Oh, it's going to hit on the mic.
You'll have your full teeth to fall out in a minute.
Oh, don't you, girl.
She thinks it's in the dark. She knows what she's doing. There's
probably four on the flip, so I don't even know where he is.
I'm here.
Oh, it's not the way she was sitting then. And they've got her mouth open, her full teeth will drop out on the floor.
Oh, they do when she gets
the time. I know, well, that's what I'm saying, because her teeth are hampered falling.
Don't you ever repeat this tape, will you, Douglas?
Well, that's what happens to her when she gets worked up, her full teeth drop.
It's absolutely gorgeous when it happens. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does...
She ought to get some stuff for fixing them in proper.
She did have
some
once, but doesn't it work? Look at that.
Your old man's got a real sense of humour, mate.
Oh,
I suppose he had to live with you, then. <haven't you? laughs>
Oh dear. Gosh.
Now you was right for each other, you two. There's no getting away from it.
Yeah, we were.
You both got a sense of humour, which must have been very necessary. How you produce a beautiful girl like that, though?
You're a
flatterer,
aren't you?
I'm teasing. I always get a laugh sometimes. Well, not, you know, when old Doug comes, he's a proper case. He brings marvellous conditions, old Doug does.
Is he?
Yeah. He's a good old stick.
He's quiet this morning, isn't he?
Well, perhaps he's... Perhaps he's subdued. I expect he's had a basin for this week, one another. Anyway, where's that other bloke who's coming?
I think he's gone.
I think I lost contact with
him. He's a bit nervous.
I'm not surprised. We knew it was his daughter. Oh, you're a case girl, you are. You used to have a shop?
No.
Well, someone is talking about way back, many years ago, in the 20s or something, and a shop. Oh yes, a real old-fashioned shop this is, they're showing it to me. It's a sort of real old-fashioned shop with a step up to the front door. When you open the door, there's an old bell that used to clang, ring, you know. Real old-fashioned shop.
Probably my childhood days I used to go into one like
that. No, not about you going into one, girl. Everyone's been in one at some time or other. Mm-hmm. I hear something to do with some old lady that's here that's had me. And she was well older when she was getting on, you know. When she came here, she used to keep this little sucker shop, sweet shop and all that.
And she's a friend, was she?
Oh, cripes. She's very insistent.
I can't remember what her name is, but I think I know who it is. Yes, I know, it wasn't in my day, but I remember you talking
about her name is Webb. She says her name was Webb and she was a Mrs. Webb. She knows you, girl, when you was a nipper. Are you with us?
Yes, darling, yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, that's all right, then.
I was thinking.
Oh, that must be a strange. Hold on.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
wait,
well,
are
you okay,
concentrating?
You're
trying to think. You've got to concentrate.
Yeah,
you're quiet, then.
When you was a young girl, did you live in a small little villagey place, town or something?
I used to go down to Gloucestershire, still on the road, with my mother and father. There were shops like that there with bells. You opened the door, got 2 steps and the bell used to ring.
Yeah, but you'd only been there for a short time, wouldn't you?
No, I don't remember living in that place.
No, it's a waste of time. Forget it. No, she don't know for sure. Yeah, John Rex is here now.
Oh, that's my boy. He's
here. Yeah, hold
on. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, Jenny.
Hello, John.
It's me. I'm calling you today.
Yes, you're there with Dad.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know I was here, Mum.
And how are you, John?
Fine, thanks. Fine. I'm very well. I'm very happy. I'm
are
so
you?
Glad Dad's with me.
Oh, so
I'm
much.
Very happy.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Dad. He's fine. It's much better.
Oh, it was no good here. It was
no,
not better than here.
It would have been dreadful for you to stay much longer on your side. It's much
I
the best thing.
Terribly, but I mean,
much the best thing it is with me.
I knew
all you've got
best.
To do, Mum, is take care of yourself and don't worry.
Yeah.
How are you, Jane?
Not too bad.
How's Alan?
He's not too bad.
Good. You're happy?
Happy?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I'm asking you.
Oh, I suppose I'm really.
You don't sound very sure, do you now?
Be quiet.
Oh, I better not ask awkward questions.
No.
Pull together. give and take, pull together.
Well, I try.
I know. Mum.
Yeah, John.
How are you, love?
Well, I'm all right. I mean, I've got my own place, really. Bit lonely sometimes, but...
You know we're awful with you.
Yeah, I know you are.
Every evening, Dad and... We both come, you know.
Yes, I know you
keep
do.
An eye on you.
Mm.
Often, if you didn't realise it, we're there.
I know you will.
I wish we could do more for you, help you more.
Mm.
We do our best.
You will one day.
Don't worry.
It'll work out.
One day we'll all be together again.
Yes.
Just like old times.
Yes.
Keep your chin up, Mum.
I should be old lady then, won't I?
Oh, that's all right.
Is it?
You won't be old when you get here.
But we...
You'll be young. You're all like my sister.
Your sister. Well, no, that one over there.
You've no old age here, you know.
Isn't it early?
Keep your chin up. All my love. Bye-bye, Jane.
Bye-bye, John.
Bye-bye. Remember to Alan. Everybody.
Would you like to? Yes, think of Timmy.
Oh, my love.
Hmm. Do you know what he calls you?
You know, you are very fortunate to have such wonderful communication. You know, your husband and your son are remarkable, and they are so happy together, and they are very close to you, and they do everything it is possible to do to help you. It has been wonderful this morning. Little Mickey, he makes the jokes, and he pulls your leg, as you say, huh? But he is a good boy, and he is very anxious to be of service and help you. It has been very nice this morning. I wish it was always like this, because the link has been so clear and so strong, which, of course, is wonderful, but you can't... say, understanding, and that helps a great deal. We all send our love and blessing to you all. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Mickey.
Keep your chin up, girl.
Okay, Mickey.
You're not dead yet. You're better off when you are, so why worry? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear.
It's
a little comic, isn't it?
No, he's wonderful.
Mickey is a cage.
Did you have
your little boy? Yeah. Well, the nicest sittings I've had for a long time. I've enjoyed it.
Goodbye.
Mickey's been on top form, and the conditions have been good.
Did that been clear to him?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Goodbye, dear. You're better off dead.
How long's your husband been over there?
A year last May, dear.